Shake has a party. Party.
Hip-hop rhymer, a bit of a timer, everybody. Look at me, I'm just a schemer. I'm a dreamer of rhymes from high above. Everybody wants to mess with me thinking about love, but it's not the truth. It's not real. Make you want to rhyme and make you want to squeal to a higher rhyme, a higher development. MCs want to touch this lyric elephant, but I'm just rhyming past as high I can. MCs want to fly like a can of can. I'm not really sure what the rhymes is saying. I just keep rhyming and I keep playing on the microphone with the mic. MCs want to miss me, but I'm not so free. It's a bit of a challenge to keep rhyming on the beat when there's no beat provided. I'm just half-sided. You want to keep truing on this rhyme fluently. I be hitting all the rhymes at sea, but I'm not really making much sense because it's a bit of a task that is immense. The Sheikh keeps saying to keep on rhyming, so I keep trying to find words to say. And if you want to keep with this, I cannot say what's the next thing to be rhyming with. Teenager, I grew up in Texas. It was very unlikely to find someone like me in a place like that. I was young, I was fat, and I was a lot more different than the rest of the kids. When I got to Texas, I got called a lot of names like Diaperhead, Sand Nigger, this and that. I didn't look like the other kids. I didn't dress like them. I didn't smell like them either. And so, to fit in, I started doing something called rapping. That's when you take almost like a poetry scheme, rhyming with a beat in the background, and if you get advanced, you start to make sounds. Like a 1, 2, 3, I used to be a little rhymer, a bit of a flower, and a bit of a timer. Used to be a little thief when I lived in Texas. Try to get a rhyme, trying to spit with a Lexus. You think that it was easy trying to be a teen? No, so many things, especially when I was green, yo. I tried to make it work from 1 to 2, but I didn't know what was false and what was true. I got trapped into so many things. I even tried to be my own little king, but it didn't work out the way that I wanted. I started getting really bad and then haunted by the things that I started to do. I started to do this, it wasn't really true. I tried to make it nice, I tried to make it flow, and then let me tell you how the rest of the story goes. Music was my salvation from the world that I was living in. It was my escape from everything. It was my escape from reality. It was my escape into a world which nobody really knew except for me. And that is the way I got away from all the pressure. And by getting away from the pressure and making my own music, I became something of a commodity, and people began to look at me like, hey, look at him. He's not like us. Okay, he's not white. He's not black. He must be something in between. And he can rap. And then after I started doing these type of things, I started doing things which nobody expected me to do. Very rebellious things. I started stealing, and I started doing even worse things like smoking weed. And they started looking at him like, oh man, he's really cool. Look at him. I thought he was a geek. Now he's rhyming and he's smoking and this and that. And I started to turn almost like a show, like a... But that wasn't enough. I needed to act. I need to add some more to my show. So what did I do? I started dancing. I started popping and locking. I started doing waves. And I started popping like a robot. And started doing all weird things. And then people said, now that's really a character. Now that's a show. And so I took my show on the road when I went to New York. I started going to upstate New York. And I met some really weird kids. And they found out that I was even weirder than them. And then I started challenging people. I said, look, I can do what you can do, except only one thing. I can do it better. I can be rapping on times and times on rhymes and lines from higher elevations, and it's a concentration. My mind is like a calibration of things you never thought of. You never thought you heard this from a person like me. I'm mighty like lightning blasting down on grounds from found. I be trying to hit the rhyme so profound the sound is not labeled in categories, and I be hitting your rhyme like it was a theory, smearing your brain across these rhymes, and I be wearying. But I'm never tired of rhyming and timing and finding the lines to be putting in your mind like painted pictures on canvases that are actually mindscapes on XYZ platforms, and I be rhyming storms up into your little wee mind as I rhyme from time to time. It's a line in the back of a timescape, and it was my escape, and it was the way that I taught you that I was better. But in reality, after all this, my heart really wasn't that great. But I did start to get a little bit famous when I started to do my poetry. And I started to go on stages and rap in front of people, in front of real audiences. And then when they heard that I had something to say, I started to get a little bit popular. But the more popular I got and the more famous I got, the more I realized I was empty inside. And to try to fill this void, I looked to many different things. I looked to different people and different friends. And I also looked to different types of art. Yoga, meditation, holding my breath, trying to see things. But at the end, it was all fake. And I found that there was only one true thing. After all this went away, it was Allah. After everything I saw was fake, after all this rhyming and all these drugs and all these friends, they all melted away because it wasn't true. In the end, only one thing remained. Allah. The oneness. The truth. When everybody's face had melted and gone, only one thing stood. Islam. And then I started to question things. Why do I have to be like my parents? Why do I have to act like them? Why do I have to fall into their diseases? That's not what pleases me and everything that I was seeing. This world keeps turning and turning, and everyone's heart keeps burning and burning and yearning for things that are past as eclipse and atmosphere. And what I started to see around me tried to make me fear. I didn't understand how to put one and one together. It must have added three, but not two to me. Because the truth be that reality is but deception, and everything is democratic like a weird election. But elections, even themselves are triggered. And I started to melt myself like a wigger. Now what is next after this weird conception? I searched from here to there. I searched everywhere. Everywhere imaginable. Up, down, side to side, around. But in the end, I only knew one thing. There was one being, one creator. And when I prayed to everything, everything went down. When I prayed to the creator, he heard my sound. He answered my prayers, over here, over there. the Creator is everywhere. That is what I realized. That is the truth. And that's what I submitted to. I started going to college. I started meeting different cats. I started acting all cool and very sophisticated. I started acting like I was someone else. But it didn't matter at all. Only thing that mattered was finding the oneness. And through that, I found my answers. I started going here. I started going there, trying to find out how to pray. And I started meeting different people. I tried to gain Islam through them. I asked questions, I looked at their character, I started joining in with them. They were the Muslim brothers on campus. And I had fun with them during Ramadan, during this brotherhood. It was so great. Every night sitting together in iftar, having food, praying, so spiritual with hadith and this and that. But after Ramadan, everything went away. They were fake. I had to find something else. They really weren't pleasing me anymore. They had different groups of brothers with different ideologies. But in the end, it was all just arrogant. And then one day, I was walking through the hall. But now I wasn't a rapper anymore. I had a beard and I had a turban. And I looked and I saw Brother Ahmed sitting down. And I said, I tried everything else. It doesn't work. Maybe he has something that can help me. And I walked in the room. I asked if I could sit down. So I sat after they said okay. And then, from that moment, my life started. That's when I started really seeing what everything is. And even though at first I didn't know what he was saying, I sat down and I kept on listening. And it slowly started opening in my heart. And after each session, after each listening, slowly I came more closer to the truth. And that's how my story began. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. The message I would like to give to the youth is that everything around us seems so tempting and so good at the time especially. But once we get what we think we want and we have it, we found out one thing. We're left empty and we don't have what we really want, which is the oneness inside of our hearts. And I can promise you, no matter how much you search within fashion and girls and drugs or whatever it is, it'll always leave you empty. It'll always want you leaving more. It'll always leave you depressed and asking more questions without answers. And that you'll always be searching, never happy. Only the day when you realize that you owe everything to Allah and that Allah has been with you your whole time, your whole life, taking care of you, that's the day you'll be happy. And once you start giving up everything that you did so foolish for this world, and you trade it for everything in the world after this one, then you'll get peace. And my advice is to forget about this world and to remember the one after. The advice I give to the parents of the youth of today is to please not pressure the youth into being something that they don't want to be, and to give them the freedom of exploring and searching and finding Islam, really. It's to stop pressuring them into being doctors and lawyers, and to let them find out what's really in their hearts, and to teach them about Islam, and to give them principles and morals, because without them we're lost. The parents have to stand up, and the parents have to say that we are the ones that we don't have it. And the parents need to take the kids and give the kids to people who know what they're doing, to the ones who are guided. I guess that's our calamity today. The only thing that we can do at a time like this is to cry and to scream at ourselves and to cry towards Allah and to ask Him. Because really, without these type of people, we're lost. Without these type of people, the kids are gone. And the parents need to know that these type of people are the ones, are the only ones that can guide our youth. And without them, the youth is going to be our enemies. And that's the only ending I can see without the salvation of Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I pray that if this story has any benefit to anyone, if they care to listen, that maybe they will find something benefiting, and that they take it and they think about it. The life that we're leading today in this country, or actually in all countries around the world, is a very decrepit life. It's really crippling us. And I pray that Allah gives us the strength to stand up and to throw this life away and to throw all our ties away with material, so that we can realize and take a step and a stand towards the truth. And may Allah give us the strength to stand firmly on this path and to be courageous, because all it takes is a moment of courage when we realize that Allah is the only thing that we need, and we leave everything else behind and we take our journey towards Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Who are you? I am a young Bengali fool who grew up in this country, trying his whole life to be somebody he wasn't.
How old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh 226.
In the past?
In the past, a lot more.
Where are you from?
I was born in Bangladesh. I grew up in New York, and I grew my teenage years. I spent them in Texas.
What kind of family do you have?
I have what some would call a bye-bye family. They're supposed to be Muslim, but they have a background of atheist and communism deeply rooted inside.
And what makes you think about going back to your Islam, even if you do not have it?
What made me think about going to Islam and going to Allah is that my whole life was fake, and it took me a long time to realize that. And I had this void my whole life. And ever since I was young, I tried to fill that void with different things, whether it be drawing, or later rapping, or smoking, or dancing, whatever it was. It left me empty in the end. And when I tried to find different things to fill this emptiness, like meditation, yoga, Buddhism. I tried for a long time. It was all fake. And I wasn't into Islam at all. I said, it's nice, it's not for me. These Muslim cats, they're not into doing a lot of things, a lot of restrictions. But when I gave it a chance, open-heartedly, I said, this is the only thing that's true. And when I caught on to the trueness and the wholeness in it, that's when I decided that Islam is for me, and I know I need the Creator, I need Allah, the Almighty One.
What is the message to the parents, and what is the message to the youth, and what is the message to mankind?
The message to the parents is that we screwed up. We really screwed up with the youth. We tried to put in our own ideologies. We fed them a mush that turned them into mush. And now we have to realize what we've done and how we've corrupted them. And we need to cry ourselves, because we are the biggest criminals of all, corrupting these children and really feeding them a message they didn't need. We have to ask the Almighty One for forgiveness. And now we have to start making the steps to clean ourselves up. Because imagine how they must feel. And to the youth, my message is, open your eyes. Look at everything around you. Look at everything you're searching for. Where did it bring you? Look at where you are now. Are you really happy? You really have what you're looking for? And in the end, what are you looking for? Is it really anything good? Where is it going to lead you? How long can you keep walking around in this life blind, empty, with nothing, wandering like a mess without a goal? When are we going to stop? When are we going to wake up and say, enough is enough? There's a creator. I can go running around like a chicken without a head in this life, not knowing where to go or what to do, or I can submit to the one. I could realize that my whole life has been guarded, has been planned, has been carried out, and I've been taken care of by the Creator. I can go submit to Him and say, I'm sorry, I really am, I screwed up. I didn't know what I was doing, my parents fed me the wrong message, I look for the wrong things in life, please forgive me, please accept me. We could do this, we could take this one step, and then we can begin our lives. We could begin to learn the secrets of the universe, the secrets in our hearts, the ones that we've been hiding from ourselves. We could wake up, all we need to do is take a shoe and slap ourselves in the face. Because the thing that we've been running from is the thing that we're going to return to. We have to return to the Creator. Because once we're in the grave, it's too late. And believe me, your death isn't too far away. And please forgive me, I say all these things, and I'm a criminal myself because I don't believe that much. But I know I'm trying. And my message is that death is right around the corner. And I experienced that not too long ago with my uncle and my cousin. He passed away just a few months ago. He was just a couple of months younger than me. And we grew up together. We explored rapping together and different types of art and elements. And we were partners in a sense. And to see him go just in a flash, I remember getting that phone call. I remember someone calling me and say, do you remember so-and-so? Do you know so-and-so? Yeah, I know so-and-so. Then they told me so-and-so is dead. Made me wake up. What about me? And to the youth, we are really sick ourselves. And it opened my eyes seeing him die and seeing me in the life I was going in. All we need to do is realize that this life is short. What are we going to get? 5 minutes of pleasure. We get a nice girl, a nice guy, a nice relationship. It ends after a few months. It ends so sour. It doesn't go so great the way we want it to. We can keep living in our own dreams, or we can wake up once and for all. We can kiss this life goodbye. Because this life of material, you don't like it right now, trust me, you're not going to like it too much later. And when you're in the grave, then you're going to be kicking yourself. But at that time, kicking yourself is going to be too late. So, kick yourself now. Wake up. Say to yourself that, okay, I've been living in a fantasy. Now it's about time. I wipe the sand out of my eyes, the sleep out of my eyes, and I see what truth really is. That I'm on this earth, I have a job, I have a purpose, I was created. I have to go towards that creator and find out what he wants me to do. I have to act and live according to him. And trust me, once you leave everything in your life and you go to Allah, like the way I did at one time, when I gave everything up, I said, Allah, forgive me, I want to be for you. You'll feel like you're flying, like you have wings. And if you're ever lucky enough to sit down in a mosque and to leave this worldly life and just to sit down and realize that now you're with the Creator, you will get such an amazing peace. Now you're going to know where you're going. Now you're going to know the secrets of the life that have always been tickling you. And that's my message. Leave this world. No good. Go towards the one that really matters. Allah, the Creator, the Almighty One. And أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم I pray for us all, for the parents, for the youth, and to mankind, to wake up and smell the coffee in sorts, and to realize that the path that we're treading on is not the path that we should be treading on, that there's already a life planned out for us. We're just a piece of clay, and everything we're going through has already been ordained. So why don't we stop fighting our destinies and go towards the Creator, the one who loves us, the one who cares for us, the one who's waiting for us to return to Him. And when we return to Him, we can bask in glory and bask in peace and in enlightenment and in true peace and in true tranquility. And we can have the answers to our life. I pray to Allah, the Almighty One, that He gives us the courage to step up. That He gives us the courage to release all our ties with this world, one by one, slowly coming loose, slowly coming free. That He gives us the opening and the vision and the true light, what they call the infrared vision internally of the Almighty One, the one that allows you to see things you've never seen before, the one that allows you to go through this life with your blindfold off, getting the true rays and the true beams of light of guidance. I pray that He gives us this and more, and that He makes you better than me, because really I'm nobody. We have the power, we have the chance right now to wake up and to be the ones, the slaves of the Creator, because this is the only slavery that will set you free. You can be a slave to your husband, to your wife, to your car, to your clothes, to your status, to your hobby, to whatever it is, but you'll always be a slave. Or you can be a slave to the Creator, the one that will set you free, the one that will set you flying high through mountains, the one that will give you courage, that will give you strength. We could be slaves to Him, or we could be slaves to this world. I say, Allah, please, let us let go of our chains. Let us stop being scared to believe in You. Let us believe in You, and let us come closer to You and enjoy the peace and enjoy the enlightenment and be ones with the truth. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.